Zechariah has been called the prophet of Holy Week, with 11 such prophecies. God's people were failing to live for him. He called them back by showing them the cross of Christ. How many references can you hear to Holy Week as we read various selections from the prophet? Zechariah 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. You heard Palm Sunday, right? Our King, humbly riding on to die, submitting himself even to the death of the cross to give you the ultimate victory. Did you also recognize Maundy Thursday? Establishing the Lord's Supper, thus bestowing the blood of the covenant in which he is continually giving us double. Forgiveness for all your sins. The righteous life for all eternity. The cross of Christ is the center of all things. Here, eternities meet. Stanza 2. Zechariah 10. Then I said to them, if it is agreeable to you, give me my wages, and if not, refrain. So they weighed out for my wages 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter, that princely price they set on me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of the Lord for the potter. And I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. Yes, one of his own sold Jesus for the price of a dead slave. How all these prophecies led prophets and patriarchs to strain forward to see Calvary. And now calls all generations, all races, to look back on the one lifted up there. All human events march towards Calvary for the Lord to focus the attention of all of us on this one that was lifted up there to bear the weight, the mass of the seething mass of sin. Even in Zechariah's day then, they were standing with us at the foot of the cross, looking up to Jesus, wriggling there like a worm on the cross, gasping for each breath, until the spear thrust brought the blood and water out for the cleansing of our sin. Shall we not then mourn, grieve that our sin pierced him? Stanza 3. Zechariah 13. In that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And one will say to him, "What are these wounds between your arms?" Then he will answer, "Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my companion, says the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. Then I will turn my hand against the little ones." The "that day" referenced is this day when Jesus bore that seething mass of sin. He strained every fiber of his being to reach that goal, to pay the full payment for our sins, that his blood pouring from his side could cleanse you of all guilt. Then, like a lightning stroke in the darkness, the Lord exposes here how Christ's very friends would betray him. And yet even more scandalous, that the Lord would raise his own sword against his own companion. Behold the price required to atone for my sin, the sin of the world. The Lord condemned the holy God. And yet, even as it's fulfilled, his disciples are scattered, thinking, "How could God allow this? Everything's lost." But how often do we do the same? And yet, from the cross, Jesus turns our gaze to the dawn of eternity and the glory of Him who, having been lifted up on the cross, now draws us to Himself and the crown of life. Stanza 4. Zechariah 14, "And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move towards the north, and half of it toward the south." These words actually have nothing to do with a physical tectonic event, but to the spiritual battle for the New Jerusalem, the Church of God. Jesus stood on that Mount of Olives on Palm Sunday, bearing the seismic load of the world's guilt. And he so won the battle that the earth quaked, the rocks split, and the graves gave up their dead. He thus split open that humanly impassable mountain of death. He opened the valley so that believers could come from the east and the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. He opened the way for you into God's new Jerusalem. The cross of Calvary is the place where God and man meet. The place where God in Christ reconciled the world to himself. For he made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Stanza 5.